Still, one more thing is the 自度度他哈
Yes.
both Arahant and awakened Bodhisattva, they must have already self-awakened, I mean, already enlightenment.
Correct.
Before they 自度, already self-liberated, they can't help to liberate others.
Correct.
So, yeah,
That's why,
okay.
like the Buddha actually mentioned it in the Salika Sutta. You remember Salika Sutta? The 84 type. They break the defilement into, I think, 80 over time. Then there was one part the Buddha did mention. If you yourself are not out of the Kwamaya,
Yeah.
can you save people who are stuck in the Kwamaya? That part is in that sutta, Salika
Yeah.
Sutta. So he said, you must liberate yourself first.
Yeah.
Then only you can give a helping hand and liberate others. So that is the meaning. And you are right, tu tu ta.
Yeah.
So tu means you must realize the enlightenment first. Then only you can do the job.
Yes.
So that is the correct understanding. Because
Yeah.
if you don't have that awakening, you cannot. But what the Bodhisattva do is, you see, just now in the green book when I read, I explained this, but very few people understand. That if you are not paying attention, you may also miss. So I said, if you have the good condition or parami to go this way, the Bodhisattva way, chances is during your cultivation, before you even realize the sainthood way or what, you will have Kayamita or teacher or guide who has already gone this way and explained to you.
Yeah, I heard this.
You heard this, huh? Then what happened is there are also cases where cultivator who didn't have this condition, during the Buddha's time, Sakyamuni, I heard from one of my teachers. He said, they realized Arahantship, then later on, that stillness energy has become so still, they can't pull out that vow, no? The four basic vow. You know, it's too still already. So they can't go that way, you know. Because during that time, they also have these great beings, who tell them about the way, because a lot of the Buddha's chief disciple and very close disciple, the great being, they are also there during that time. So when they know about that, they can't pull out, then they are in tears, but not sadness, not the type of sadness tear, in tears that they cannot go this way because they didn't do it before. That's why I told a lot of Kayamita that vow, the Bodhisattva vow, the yellow sheet that I pass on to you all, that I impart my understanding because Maitreya want me to impart this one. You must start early. Don't worry whether you are already a sainthood or arahant or whatever. Even before that, you should do it. That's why I always use the word later on. If you have to come or you choose to come, have to come means you cannot decide, means you are not stable to actually decide when to come. So you have to come. But the choose to come one, there are many stages. Initially, the vow will actually condition you to come on it, but you cannot make the choice of the timing. Who your parent is and all those things. This one take a while, take a while. But you have already fulfilled the first Bodhi mind development, means you have planted the Bodhi seed to arise the first stage of Bodhi mind, means to take the vow sincerely with the faith and you determine with perseverance. And you invoke power of merit. So once that one is planted, means the Bodhisattva way has already nurtured. And then it will have its causes and conditions, the condition rebirth. Not through avijja. But
Yeah.
before this thing stabilize, actually, you cannot become an arahant before this. But that life, even you become arahant already, you make this vow, and if it continue and become very strong, then the bodhisattva way is there. You understand? But if when you become the arahant, that life, then you didn't make this vow, then it ceases, the way is finished. Means you just realize the sainthood way leading to arahantship, finish.
Yeah. So even as arahana, no more coming back.
Yes.
Before their parinibbana, they still can go out and save the beings before they die, you see. So like those 60 arahan was sent up to a different direction by Buddha to
correct
share the dhamma.
Share the dhamma.
There's a way of saving other beings also, yeah.
Correct. But they only teach the sainthood way. They don't teach the bodhisattva way. Because like I say, during that time, the urgency is to create more saint, those that have the ability to realize this dhamma, so that they can have the condition to become enlightened, to become finally arahant.
Yeah.
It's just like you want to go university. You must have a lot of Form 5 or Form 6 students to go and take the test and exam. Then maybe not all will go in. Certain percentage will go in. Then out of those certain percentage, maybe most of them will graduate. Well, our system is hardly any failure one.
But actually, I want to say, 自度度他 also happened in arahantship. The arahant themselves already realized they also tutta by teaching the Dhamma. And then bodhisattva is the same. 自度度他.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But they only teach you to realize the same way leading to arahantship. That's it. So in that sense, they also say living being. But that capacity is limited. Because once you yourself become arahant, you cease, actually the whole thing gone. And then the one day two also same. But for the Sakyamuni's case, I think what he needs is to create affinity for all these beings that has affinity with him, so that most of them develop the wisdom of the sainthood way, and actually many of them become arahant during that life. Now most of these arahant that time, they already have the vow. They already know this bodhisattva way. So when the Sammasambuddha come, you look at the Maya Sutta, there is a lot of bodhisattva, maha bodhisattva, and this great being together with the arahant and all say, they were together with him, listening to him and all those things. So those are the scenario and the condition behind. But Sakyamuni, when he chose to realize that Sammasambuddhahood, it so happened it is during the era 2600 over years ago. So a lot of things were not developed yet. So the sainthood way is more urgent. The urgency and all those things. So there is a lot of reason why he chose it that timing and that way, because it was already predicted long ago, and that time they believe that is the thing that they have already developed as the best option. But like we, on hindsight, we say, wow, if he has come 2,000 over years later when technology, everything is developed, then this teaching will stay very long. But it is not for us to say, because all these are the prediction and the condition, and all those that bring about this is already set. So you cannot. So because of what happened during his coming, 2600, you look back, it's actually a blessing in this guy, because his teaching will preserve actually through chanting and all those things. Then it evolved this way. Then now civilization more evolved. Take for example, let's say he come now. You think how many are interested in philosophy, Dhamma, and his teaching? It may not have that same impact and all those things. So he may not have that condition to manifest according to his what they call karmic conditioning, born into a Sakya family, you know, he don't have. So it is not for us to comment if he has come. The word if is not a reality. So whatever that happened is the reality. So when I look back, I realize it's a blessing in disguise. His teaching were there. It was all fairly well preserved. And I like the Mahayana chanting because this Pali word, the chanting, they are very authentic. Very authentic. So like this time when I come, I realize a lot of the Mahayana teaching has actually run. Not as authentic as the original teaching. But they have their sutta, which are very good. The Great Being Sutta, that one is authentic. But when it comes to the, like the Theravada type of foundation teaching of the essential Dhamma, even the three turning, it run a little bit. So these are the difference that I saw. Then I now understand why he come during that time. Actually, it benefited many other people. Like my nature, I know how to filter and screen and take the essence. For me, it's no different. For me, I like it that way. That's why the condition that I choose to be English educator and all same with this type of parent, and for me to come with the English understanding to actually help the English speaking, mainly Theravada tradition, is because it's part of my condition and my aspiration and vow.